Time now in our pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Brent, I think it's 665 days or something like that from your last game to tonight. Has not been an easy 665 days. What have you liked the most about your staff and your players for hanging with it to getting us to tonight?
This is a lot about it, a lot about the character of these kids. I'll start with him first. Just, you know, we have games and rules and regulations for the game of football. The rules for COVID were just constantly changing, and it was jump from one hoop to the next hoop to the next hoop. So you really had to be pretty flexible and, you know, overcome the adversity that's going to come along. And I think the kids did a nice job with that. They just kept grinding. They understand our blue-collar hard work mentality and in the classroom and a collaborative group where we had to just lean on each other. So, you know, you just kind of had to roll with the process and control the controllables that you were able to, you know, have, you know, in front of you, because that was the frustrating part. We're all control freaks as football coaches. We wanted things laid out and regimented, and that certainly wasn't the case. So I tip my hat to those guys. They've done a good job, and the staff as well, rolling with the punches.
You look at your roster, and I'm like, wow, this guy's been around forever. This guy's been around. Who the heck is this guy? How's it been to manage a roster these last 2 years?
They made it hard, that's for sure. And I think, you know, everybody has a different reason for being here. Some guys stepping away from the program, too. I mean, it was hard. I think you saw a lot of guys just struggling mentally with just COVID. And I think that's across the board, not just the league in football. But we had a few guys step away, graduate early, move on with their careers. Obviously, we got 12 or 13 guys back as seniors. So reclassifying the roster has been hard because some kids, we're not sure if they're going to have an extra year. You know, everybody on the roster technically got an extra year. So we just have to kind of deal with that and kind of roll with the punches as they make some decisions, if it's best for them and if it's best for the program. But for the most part, we sat down. The staff met with each person. I met with every player on the team and kind of laid that out. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's not just a 1 year, this is back to normal. It's going to be a 3 or 4 year process to kind of get this thing straightened out.
You named five captains. Repeat captain Gabe Ames at outside linebacker. He's kind of that natural leader, isn't he?
Yeah, Gabe is, as I refer a lot, we need alphas. He's an alpha when the game's on the line, and when things need to get done, he'll do it. Gabe's been that way for a lot of years, so he works hard. I think just his way that he prepares and how hard he works in the offseason, it just leads by example in that sense. So been a great football player and a good leader for us.
I don't know that I've seen too many sophomore captains before. Brandon Ault's not your typical sophomore, is he?
No, I think he's just a couple of years younger than us, Schulte. So he's, fifth-year sophomore, and, you know, kid that's just – again, a kid that's gone through so much with injuries and just overcome the adversity. I think the COVID year probably helped him get back and get healthy and get some confidence. So maybe a little bit of a silver lining for him with that. But yeah, he's a great one. He's kind of, I would say, kind of a heartbeat for the team. He leads both sides. He's not just an offensive leader. He's a team leader. So we expect him to kind of be the face of our program for the next few years.
There aren't too many guys that have been around for that long and have only played in three games. He has had zero luck when it comes to injuries. Can that year kind of flush his brain of all the bad luck?
You know, I think the biggest thing Brandon needs to have happen is get hit, get up, go to the next play. And that's, he's been in a glass, you know, bowl, if you want to put it in that sense, because he hasn't been touched in probably since his last injury, to be honest with you. That was an accidental one in practice where, you know, the defensive guys get their, you know, butt chewed for being in his bubble. But he needs that. He needs to go out and compete. He's such a high competitive kid, or highly competitive kid. Just needs to go out. And I think once, yes, he gets hit or makes his first completion, I think the game will slow down for him. So I think less thinking is probably the best thing. Just go out and get in the flow of the game and go.
To me, two positions on offense other than quarterback that are natural captain-type guys, center and left tackle. What kind of guys are Ryan Fuller and James Hoovy?
James and Ryan are kind of your prototypical linemen. They're not going to be a big rah-rah group of guys. They kind of just bring their lunch pail to work and get after it. So those guys have been multiple-year starters for us on the O-line. Again, just kind of the nasty guys up front that bring it every single day. So wish we had 30 of those guys on both sides.
Your last captain, outside linebacker, is Ollie Kaplan. Again, a guy that certainly got a lot of experience.
yeah, Zolly's been around the program. This is his, gosh, fourth or fifth year now. Been playing since his redshirt freshman year. Zolly's a lot like Gabe in the work aspect, where he's a junkie in the weight room. He understands football, high motor, practices hard. I think that's just, again, where he just gets that respect. And he does have a pretty good voice on him too, where guys are going to respect him and follow him. So pretty happy with the guys that were selected as captains for us.
More with Coach Bolte when we return. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show. Brian Schultz with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Open up here at Sioux Falls here. Kickoff in just a couple of minutes. I mentioned in part one, Brent, a lot of me looking at your two-deep lineup and saying, who the heck is this guy? Some guys can handle being off of playing for a couple of years better than others. How are some of these guys just smarter football players because they've spent so much time in the classroom watching film lately?
Well, we'll have to define smart. I'm just kidding. But no, I think the year off in that standpoint made him probably view football like a coach would a little bit, understand a little bit more of the holistic understanding of offense and defense. Some guys have been asked to play multiple positions, you know, on the O-line, for example, being able to play left and right tackle, or even going from, you know, the edge to the interior. So I think those guys got a pretty good dose of the holistic approach to football, and hopefully that can apply back to, you know, all the situations and different looks you're going to see on offense and defense.
Who are some guys that were eye-openers once fall camp opened?
You know, I think on the defensive side, I think Hamid Oedeli has been a great one. Transferred from Indiana State, was here last spring and last year, and just a guy that works hard. He's physical, just brings it every day. So he'll be starting in the back half. I think Jake West is another one of those guys. He's a leader type of guy in the secondary. So I've been extraordinarily impressed with those guys up front. I think Joshua Lay is another kid that could be a captain for us, a six-year senior in the trenches. Brings a lot of leadership, just a happy-go-lucky kid, gets after it. So those guys, Max Badouris is Gabe's backup, but he's going to be a really good one. He'll be on the field a lot on D. And then on offense, there's a lot of just good returning players in the backfield. Obviously, you got Sage Booker and Mikhail. Brandon Ault, you know, he sat out last spring a little bit, obviously not going in our scrimmages. So Sam McGath at backup quarterback has really evolved. I think he could be a starter sooner than later if we needed him. He's going to be really good. Mike Wanmaker, transfer from SDSU out at receiver, brings another big play guy down the field. But we're kind of seeing cast of characters out there. We got Brendan Bolio back. We got Malik Williams back. We got Duffy. You got Dell. So we feel really good. I think Bryce Peters will be a kid that'll pop on the a receiver for us. He's a slot. And then we just got a couple younger guys on the O-line. I think Kovas and Gannon and Wanaki will be the guys, along with Ty Cobb, that's kind of been a swing guy. And you know, he started some football games, but a little bit less experience than the other two. So probably those guys are the ones that are going to have to step up and get rolling.
Week one's always a nerve-wracking one for a coaching staff, because you're never quite sure what the other guy has come up with. Football coaches that have a lot of time on their hands drop some funky-looking plays. What's this offensive staff been up to?
Well, just that. I mean, you go back and you look at what you have for pros and cons, and what personnel are going to be, you know, the best ones to have on the field. So whether it's going to be empty with five wide or double tight, I mean, everybody's trying to figure out what they're going to do. But, yeah, the offensive guys, you know, they're crazy. They can throw stuff up on the board. You never know what you're going to get. But I think still the base fundamentals will come down to, we got to be able to run the ball, whatever that means, if it's, you know, gap schemes or zone or whatever. But gussying it up, you know, I like trade shift motions. We like to play with tempo. Those things are going to change and play nasty. That's what we have to be able to do. So I'm sure Sioux Falls is in the same boat. I'm sure they got all sorts of crazy things prepared for us too. So yeah, when you're talking 93 weeks between games, you can throw a lot of stuff on the grease board. That's for sure.
What kind of a team are you expecting from Sioux Falls?
I think it's like looking in the mirror from BSU. I think they really are a similar program to us in terms of what their philosophy is. Run the football, defend the football. They had a great defense in 19 the last time they played. Some really just good players, and they just play sound football and get after it. Offensively, they lose quite a bit, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to have transfers and guys coming back. But they lose their three interior O-linemen, who I thought were really good. They got their tackles back. They got their running backs back that played for them. New quarterback, he's a redshirt freshman, third-year guy, so it'll be interesting to see what he's made of and what he can do out there. But Again, I think they have pretty good depth, and I think they're going to be a team that's going to be physical in the trenches and very similar philosophy where they can play fast, they can steal, you know, off of run action and throw quick, kind of like we do. And they'll certainly got some really good play action stuff where they'll threaten you down the field as well.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.